Come on, clap your hands unto the Lord, all your people. Come on, clap your hands unto the Lord, all your people. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, let's entertain them. Let's entertain them. Come on, come on. Somebody break out that alabaster box. Oh, God, I saved the best for you, God. I saved the best for you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, feels good in the house of the Lord. How many know there's deliverance in the house? I said, how many know there's deliverance in the house? I said, how many know there's a delivering God in the house? Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. When you put a magnifying glass on an object, if you realize it does not make the object any bigger. If you put the magnifying glass on an ant, it does not make the ant bigger. But how you look at the ant, it makes that bigger. Yeah, so that's why the Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I serve a real big God. I said, I serve a real big God that can handle big problems. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's why I'll magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name. There's still power in the name Jesus. I said, there's still power in the name Jesus. Would somebody just shout that name, Jesus? Shout it one more time, Jesus. Oh, feels good in the house of the Lord. Feels good, feels good. Feels like somebody came to have church tonight. Man, I'm just chomping at the bits here. We are right where God wants us. And I feel like we're going to get right back to where we are now. But I just feel a word on my heart. I see the time and wow, what do we have? We've been having some good church. Man, I see the time here. So I better hurry up. We better hurry up. And so I just thank Pastor Crosswhite again. Thank you so much for your hospitality. It's been first lady, just been treating us so well. So, man, we thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. And, man, there's some good church here. Y'all blessed. You guys are blessed. Blessed with an awesome man of God. Would you thank God once again for your man of God? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Would you go with me in your Bibles, 1 Samuel chapter 4. So glad to see each and every one of us in the house of the Lord. Give honor to Pastor again. Give honor to my brother that just sang and his wife testified, let me get that straight there. Just to give you honor, sir. Hope to meet you here, get acquainted with you a little bit later on. But we thank God, and also I see my brother Zach. Man, he helped me out the other day. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. 1 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 5, where it's where we're going to launch off here. And it says, and when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the ark of the Lord was come into the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, God is come into the camp. And they said, woe unto us, for there have not been such a thing heretofore. Woe unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews. And they have been to you, quit yourselves like men and fight. the Philistines fought and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent, and there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 men. Verse 11, and the ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni, Phinehas, were slain. Skipping down to verse 21, and she named the child Ichabod, saying, the glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, the glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken. Ichabod starts off real good. Ark of the covenant in the Lord that came into the camp, and all Israel shouted with a great shout so that the earth rang again. Talk about some good church. Go down just a little bit. The ark of God is taken. The baby says, she named the baby Ichabod because the glory was taken. Church family, I come with a subject. My title here today is, don't call me Ichabod. Don't call me Ichabod. I said, don't call me Ichabod. Ah, the glory is still in the house. I said, the glory is still in the house. Is there anybody concerned? I've got to have God's presence in my life. Oh, don't call me Ichabod. If you feel that way, would you lift your heaven hands toward heaven? Oh, God, we need you today, God. We thank you for what you've already done, God. Before we ask you for anything, we thank you for everything. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for what you've already done in this house. Now we're going to ask you to throw your weight around in this place. Heal, save, and deliver. Set free. Break the bondage of sin. Break the yoke of addictions off of your people here today. Oh, we thank you. Speak your word with clarity in this place. Speak your word. Let your word fall upon good ground. Let it take root and bring forth much fruit. And we'll be so careful to give you all the praise and the glory and all the honor with the church. Amen. Would you say amen? Can we give the Lord one more thunderous applause of praise? Yes. Thunderous applause of praise. Come on, church. Come on, church family. Come on, it feels good. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. Before you're seated, can you turn to somebody and say, don't call me Ichabod. Don't call me Ichabod. Don't call me Ichabod. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We read in our text here about how the Philistines and the children of Israel had come into battle. And here it is, the Bible records, says the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp. And it says all Israel shouted with a great shout so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what meaneth the noise of this great shout that is come into the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the ark of the Lord was come into the camp. Ah, church family, what I want to ask us here is, does Nacogdoches know when Apostolic Lighthouse on a Sunday night, do they know what time church is? Do they know? Can they hear a shout with a voice of triumph? Yeah, every time I come into the house, that's why I've got to make sure no rock is going to take my place. Because it said the earth rang again with a great noise. Can I ask us another question? Does hell know your voice? I said, does the devil know your voice? I said, does he know? Oh, wait a minute. I hear the church of God praying. I hear the people of God praying. And I know what that prayer means. That prayer is that they're going to get a hold of their God. And their God is going to come down and rescue them time and time again. It said, yeah, So you realize here that the people, everybody knew what the Ark of the Covenant meant. They knew what the Ark of God meant. Because they said, hey, wait a minute. We know what that sound is. We know when the Ark of the God is in the camp. They whipped everybody. Up to this point, they had won every battle because God was on their side. Yeah, and that's what happens when we go to God in prayer. We know my God is going to show up for me. Already said about magnify the Lord. I know. I tell my problems how big my God is. I tell my problems how big my God is. Because my God is still a healer. I said he's still a way maker. He's still a deliverer. He's still... My God hasn't lost no power. I said, my God hasn't lost no power. See, I love it because, see, it wasn't the Israelites saying, oh, it was their God. No, it was their enemy saying, you know what that sounds like. You know what that sounds like. And this is what happens when people think we're a little bit crazy on a Sunday night. They said, oh man, what's all that running for? What's all that shouting for? That's real crazy. And then we look at them at a crazy ball game for players that don't even know their name. They spend all that money. They waste all that time. They'll sit out there in sub-degree temperatures to worship somebody that don't even care about them. But I got news about some. I'm crazy about my God because he was crazy. I said my God was crazy about me. So I'm going to be crazy about my God. Road, and they said, hey, Jesus, stop your followers. They're making a little bit too much noise. They're making a little bit too much noise. You need to make them be quiet. He said, oh no, I'm not going to make them be quiet, because if they be quiet, the very stones will cry out. Is there anybody in the house to say, I'm not going to let no stone make no more noise than me? Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I can't help myself. I can't help but run. I can't help but jump. Yeah. When I look back over my life and everything he's done for me, I can't help myself. If you would have caught me last year, if you would have caught me in the club, you might not have known me. I was doing all the crazy things. But now that I'm in the house of God, I'm going to worship. I'm going to praise. Because God is on my side. I said, God is on my side. Can I encourage somebody tonight? If God be for us. I said, if God be for us. I said, if God be for us, who can be against us? I still serve the boss that's never lost. I said, I still serve the boss that's undefeated. Yeah, I still serve the boss, the God that can still do the impossible, that can still do what everybody else thought he could. He can still step in. Amen. Somebody cling to faith here tonight. I said, somebody cling to faith. I don't know what you're facing, but all I can do is introduce you to a God that can still do everything. Yeah, everybody around him knew, hey man, that's the Ark of God. We better fight. We better fight. We better fight. Yeah. I said, do your co-workers know where you go to church? Oh, we so ashamed to tell them, oh, I went to a Sunday night service. No, they ought to know. I said, they ought to know. I used to walk in the Monday morning, voice would be all raspy. They say, are you sick? No, I just went to church.
I said, I just went to church. And if you went to my church, you probably sound like this too. This is how we worship. I don't come to mark time. I don't come just to be seen or see. I come to meet God. I come to have an encounter with the Holy Ghost. I come to get God's glory in my life. Don't call me Ichabod. Don't call me Ichabod. Is there anybody in the house that cares enough about the presence of God to say, I've got to have God's presence in my life. I've got to have the Holy Ghost. I've got to have God in my life. Don't call me Ichabod. People of God are in battle here. They're in battle with the Ark of the Covenant. But here, I'm going to take a shift, and then we're going to get right back here, church family. Hang with me. I'm going to preach right here through a little bit. Here it is. See, it starts off real good. Yeah, but the people of God wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing. I said it this morning. Sin will separate you from God. I said sin will separate you from God. Yeah. Church family, you ought to treasure your place in the building. You ought to treasure your relationship with God. Yeah, this ain't just a Sunday thing. I said, this ain't just a Sunday thing. I know that's not proper English, but this is not just a Sunday thing. This is a Monday thing. This is a Tuesday thing. This is a Wednesday thing. Yeah, this is a 7-day, 365 days. Because the fact of the matter is, God's a 24/7 God. I said, He's a 24/7 God. God has been too good to me. He's been too good to me for me to hold my praise. He's been too good to me. But the fact of the matter is, be seated, the people behind you can't see. Say, the people of God wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing. This is a sad part because they went into battle like every other time. But there had been a prophet by the name of Eli who had dropped the ball and let his sons do unmentionable things in the house of God, do despicable things. And I told you, sin will separate you from God. You don't need to play with sin, church. I said, don't play with sin. Don't play with just a little bit of sin. I said, don't play with just a little bit of sin. No. Devil, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Devil, you're a liar. We are more than conquerors. But Eli had dropped the ball. And it was already prophesied by a young upcoming prophet by the name of Samuel. I'm going to talk about this a little further on, but the thing about I love about God is when somebody drops the ball, God always has somebody back in the shadows to say, hey, I'm going to pick me out somebody that'll worship me. I'm going to pick me out somebody that's going to care about my glory. He's always got somebody in the wings saying, God, I'll serve you with my whole heart. They might not want to do it, but am I preaching to anybody to say, God, I'll serve you. God, I'll serve you. They might walk out, but God, I'm in this for the long haul. I'm in this forever. Young people, get this in your spirit that I'm going to serve God all the days of my life. I said I'm going to serve through the good days and through the bad days. Get this in your spirit. I don't care who comes, who goes. You want to say, God, I don't care. You're going to find me in the house. You're going to find me praying. You're going to find me worshiping. Is there a worshiper in the house? This battle had already been prophesied by a young prophet named Samuel. Said, Eli, God's going to take his glory from you because you don't know how to maintain it. You don't know how. You don't care. You don't care about it. See, this is what I'm talking about, church family. I know things come up where sometimes we can't come to the house of God. But when those times when we're too sick or some circumstances keeps us out of the house of God, we, that ought to make you mad. Come on. I said that ought to make you mad. You ought to say, Pastor, I wish I was there. Pastor, I'm praying for the church. I can't make it right now. Yeah, that's what it's called to be concerned about the glory. But when you're happy about you can't come to church, that's a problem, church. I said, that's a problem. I said, that's a problem. No, every time I'm going to be in the house of God, every chance I get, Pastor, you can count on me. God, you can count on me. Yeah. Eli dropped the ball. Here it is. This battle has incurred, even though it starts off real good. People of God was in the camp. It rang out a shout. Rang out. But the fact of the matter, the people of God wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing. Here it is. The ark of God is taken. They named the baby Ichabod. That's what I'm going to preach. Don't call me Ichabod. Come on. Don't call me Ichabod. Here it is now. The Ark of Covenant is in the hands of people that don't know how to care for it. Now they don't know what to do with it. The Philistines have this ark and they don't know what to do with it. So they just know it's something special. That they said, oh, we're going to set it up next to our God. I love this part. They set it up next to their God. They called it Dagon. It had a God that had the top half of a man, the bottom half of a fish. And here it is, they put it up in their temple. And they said, oh, this is, we'll see how this goes because we don't even know what to do with it. So they put it up in their temple. They come in the next day. Dagon is in pieces. Dagon is broke up. He broke the hands of it. And they thought it was just, they said, oh, something must have gone awry. And they said, nah. They said, well, we'll just prop our God back up. And then we're going to come in the next day. And God had destroyed Dagon so much that they couldn't put them back together. Yeah, that's the power of my God. I said, that's the power of my God. My God takes second place to no one. It takes second place to no God. Yeah, he said, beside me, no, I'm not going to bow to no other. Let me preach right through here. Here's what happens when you tell God, you pray them prayers and you say, God, get me out of this situation. Get me out of this situation. And God delivers you and you go back to a life of sin. You go back to a life of drugs. Yeah, the devil is a liar. God said, I'm not going to live in a dirty temple. I'm not going to live next to your gods. You got to choose me or leave me alone. I don't take second place. I don't take second place. I want to be all. I want to be first place in your life. God cleans you up. God cleans you up. And we start playing around again. We start playing around. Oh, yeah. See, some of y'all need to delete some numbers out your phone. I said, some of y'all need to delete something. Yeah, delete the weed man. I said, some of y'all got the weed man in there as Pizza Hut. Delete Pizza Hut out your phone. I said, delete those relationships that are drawing you closer to God. I said, yeah, God said, I want to be everything. I want to be all. Don't you play with God. I said, don't you play with God. God will destroy everything in your life to get your attention.
Amen.
I said, you better fall on the rock for that rock falls on you. I said, you better fall on the rock for the rock falls on you. I'd rather come to God before he has to get my attention, before he has to tear up my life. I'll come to God. Choose you this day. Don't play with him. Don't play with him. I said, don't play with God. Here it is. They set it up in their temple. He makes it known. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. They say, oh, wait a minute. Hey, this Ark of the Covenant thing, this ain't no joke. This ain't no joke. They say, oh, man, we thought we was just playing around. Nah, they were so disturbed by this that they said, we got to get this thing out of here. We got to get this thing out of here. And they said, hey, we going to just send this thing back. We're going to just send, I don't even know where to go. We don't know how to just get this thing out of here. They put some mama oxen, mama cows, and said, get this thing out of here. Just go, just go. Because God had disrupted their digestive system. They're smoted with emeralds. Yeah, yeah, God wasn't playing with them. He said, you better get my glory back in the right hands. I'm not playing around with you. God's not playing around with you. It's mercy in this house. It's mercy in this house. It's time for somebody to make your mind up to get baptized in Jesus' name. It's time for somebody to get, you'll make your mind up to say, God, I'm going to serve you with everything. I'm going to serve you with everything. Here they are. What I wanna wonder what Saul is king now. And what I wonder is, where was Saul at with the ark? You only find a few references where Saul even mentioned the ark of God. You know what? Saul really wasn't worried about it. And that's why God had to handle Saul. Because he realized, hey, wait a minute, Saul. You're not really that concerned about my glory. You're not really that concerned. And that's why Saul could do what he did. Oh, yeah, God said, I want you to destroy them Amalekites. I want you to go down and destroy them Amalekites. You got to realize Amalekites are descendants of Esau, the Edomites. Yeah, they're descendants of Esau, which always hated the people of God. And that's why God said, hey, I want you to go down there and kill all the Amalekites. I don't want you to take no spoils from them. I don't want you to take nothing from them. And what did Saul do? Saul went down there and slayed a lot of them. But guess what? He saves Agag. He saves the king. I told you God don't play second place. I don't know why I keep coming back to that, but I'm in the Holy Ghost for somebody here. I said, don't you play with God. God's about through with somebody in here. You don't play with them. I said, you don't play with them. God said, hey, I want to be first place in your life. Saul said, oh, I'll save the king. I'll save some things. And that's why Samuel came in there and said, wait a minute. Why do I hear the lows? I know what God told you to do. Why didn't you do what Saul? Oh, Saul said, I saved it. Oh, I didn't do, oh, yeah, he tried to justify it. And you know what Samuel did? And that's why you ought to thank God every day for a real man of God in your life. Samuel said, I'll take care of this problem. He took out his sword and slew Agag to pieces. He said, if you're not going to do it, Saul, I'm a man of God. I remember Eli. I remember what we went through. Samuel said, not on my watch. Don't call me Ichabod. Samuel said, don't call me Ichabod. I'll handle this. There's not going to be no Eli's on my watch. Samuel said, you got a real man of God. Samuel slew Agag to pieces. He said, I'm not playing. We're not playing with this. And from that point, God rejected Saul as king. But the fact of the matter is, he didn't take his kingdom from him right then. Here's where you got to be careful. And I keep coming back to this church. Phil, I'm in the Holy Ghost right through here. Yeah, God can fire you, but let you keep on working. I said he can fire you and let you keep on working. And that's what he did to Saul. And then that's why God said, hey, Samuel, get your horn with oil. Pick it up. Fill it with oil and go down and anoint me another king, because I'm tired of Saul. I'm tired of him, because you know why? He don't even obey my voice, and he not worried about my glory. He not worried about where the Ark of the Covenant is. I got a little old shepherd boy out there on a pasture saying, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually. Oh, yeah, yeah. He had that old shepherd boy sitting out there saying, I'll take care of these sheep. I don't care how insignificant it looks. I don't care if everybody laughs at me. I don't even care if nobody knows my name. I'm still going to be a worshiper. I said, I'm still going to be a worshiper. Yeah.
Amen.
Fact of the matter is, Jesse, David's dad, when Samuel comes to anoint the next king, he don't even call for David. He leads out of all the other brothers, the oldest, he said, oh, line them up. Samuel, this is probably the one. Samuel was about to anoint him, but God said, hey, don't you look on the outward. I'm looking on the inward. Because he said, you know what? That's where y'all messed up last time. Saul was tall. He was a foot above everybody. Head and shoulders above everybody. You looked at the outside. But God said, I'm going to look at the inside. I'm going to look at your heart. I said, I'm going to look at your heart. That's why you got to give God your heart. I said, you got to give God your heart.
Just hey.
Hey. Look not on the outward, look on the inward. Looked at all them seven sons and said, hey, wait a minute. You got another one, don't you? Oh, yeah, Jesse. Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah. I guess. Go get him. We're not going to do nothing till he gets here. I'm talking to some forgotten ones. I said some forgotten ones that society said you'll never be nothing. Society, mama and daddy said you'll never amount to nothing. But here we are in the child, in the house of God. I said I'm a child of the king now. I'm a child of the king. You might have discounted me, but I'm still here. Devil, you can take your best shot, but I'm still here. I'm going to be a worshiper. I'm going to be a worshiper. Because God was watching on the backside of a pastor. He said, yeah, that's the one I want to be next king. He'll worship me. He's going to take care of my sheep. He's going to take care. He anoints David. And here it is. This is the reason why I feel like a lot of reason why Saul hated David. Because he saw, hey, that man's spirit's right. His spirit's right. He's a worshiper. Now we know the story because David just didn't get to the throne right then. He had to go through years and years of running from Saul. But all this time, you don't ever hear about Saul saying, where is the ark? Where is the ark? Until David finally gets to the throne. David finally gets there. David finally gets there. The way I like to say it is David said, hey, I just won this election. And now my first 100 days, here's my first thing I'm going to do. On the day I swear in, on the day I take the oath of office, the first thing I'm going to do, he whipped up on some Philistines. He said, hey, we got to go get that ark. We got to go get the presence of God back. I said, we got to get the presence of God back. See, God said, hey, I got somebody that's concerned about my glory. I got somebody that's concerned. Musicians, come on, get ready. I'm coming to a close, but I'm going to be a 747 here tonight. It's going to take a little bit for me to land. So just get ready. Just get ready, sis. I feel like we're going to go back up where we came off, sis. You set the tone, sis. Deliverance in Jesus' name. But here it is. You got to realize something here that David realized in the Ark of Covenant what the items were in there. Yes, it was a bowl of manna. It was the rod, that Aaron's rod that budded. And then there was the Ten Commandments. Realize that's God's ordinance, God's provision, and God's sovereignty, God's authority, that rod that budded. Yeah. So David realized something here. I've got to have that in my life. If I'm going to be a king, if I'm going to be a good king, I've got to realize something here. I've got to have God's word in my life. I've got to have God's authority in my life. And I've got to have God's provision in my life. That's why you need a man of God to rightly divide the word of truth to you. We can't just do this any old way. I said we can't just do this any old way. We can't just pick out a few scriptures and say, oh, I mean, I'm saved. I think, no. You got to be born of the water and the spirit. Paul said it like this. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said, what then? Were you baptized? And they said, under John's baptism. He said, that's all fine and dandy, but you need to go down and you need. need to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It says when they heard this, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's the same thing that can happen here, right now. Somebody can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Need God's presence in your life. Can't do this any other way. This is what David realized. David realized. He said, okay, we need to get that ark back. We need to get that ark back. Don't call me Ichabod. Don't call me Ichabod. I need the glory. We need that ark. David goes and finds that ark and said, we need this back in the house of God. We need this back in its rightful place. We got to get this back. But I told you we serve a God of order. I said we serve a God of order. You can't just do this any old way. I said you can't just do this any old way. You got to do things God's way. I said you got to do things God's way. Because David put the Ark of the Covenant on a cart. And God said, you don't handle me just any old way. I'm not supposed to be on animals. I want to be carried in by flesh. He said, I want to write on your heart. I want to write on your heart. That's why we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God. Yeah, we do got to die out to. Yeah, he wants you as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God. It says, which is our reasonable. Reason. God said, I ain't asking you too much. I died for you. I came back to it. Yeah. He said, this is your reasonable, sir. I'm asking you to present your body as a living sacrifice. Yeah. See, this is what happens. That's why you better thank God every day for a real man of God. Amen. You better thank God. Because here's what David messed up. He didn't follow the law. Put it on the cart. The ark of God was slipping. And there was a man, Uzzah. It reached out, had good intentions. Yeah, that's why you need more to be a good person. A good person ain't gonna get you into heaven. Yeah, Uzzah had good intentions. The Ark of the Covenant was slipping, but a man of God, a king, didn't do it right. He didn't do it right. And when men of God don't do it right, that's when people die. That's when people die. So Uzzah was smoting because he wasn't supposed to touch the glory. But I love this because David was still concerned. David said, man, we got to get that ark back. This is the power of the ark. This is the power of God's glory. They put it in Obed-Edom's house. And they said, Obed-Edom's house was just being blessed, my brother. Obed-Edom was over there having a good time. Everything in his house was being blessed. And they said things were blessing, but just breaking out on the left hand and on the right. Yeah, because wherever God's glory is, that's where the blessing resides. I said, that's where the blessing resides. That's why, young people, we concerned about the glory, because we want God's blessings on our life. I said, we want God's blessings. David goes, he's concerned. He says, how can we get this back? Church family, you when you're in prayer and you don't feel God's presence, that ought to alarm you. I said that ought to alarm you. You ought not to brush that off and say, "Oh God, I get it tomorrow." No, God, got to get a hold of you. God, I don't want to go a day without your presence. I don't want to go a day without feeling you, God. David says, "Hey, we got to get this back." And then he finds out. He said, oh, that's how we get it back. We got to carry it in ourselves. He said, put the ark on the priest. Put the ark on the priest. And then that's how we'll get it back to Jerusalem. So he said, that's what we're going to do. We're going to parade the Ark of the Covenant back. And we're going to let everybody know, don't call us Ichabod, because we got the glory in our lives. Yeah, we about to go up from here. I said we about to go up from here. If you need healing, get it in your mind. If you need the Holy Ghost, if you need whatever you need from God, because we're concerned about the glory. I said we're concerned. We're concerned about the glory.
So David says, we got the glory back. And I love it because David said, I've been waiting for this too long. I've been waiting for this so long. And it says every six steps that he stepped six paces. One, two, three, four, five, six. And then he started to worship. He started to worship because he said, the glory is back. The glory is back. See, that's what happens when you ain't had the glory in your life. You'll be a worshiper too. When you said, this is one of my big priorities, I've got to have God's presence in me. Yeah, it'll make you happy too. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. He takes those six paces. Takes those six paces and worships. But now, I had to realize something here. See, everybody wasn't as excited as for David as he thought they would be. Remember, after David defeats Goliath, Saul gives his own daughter to David. And I love it because the Bible records, it doesn't say David's wife, it says Saul's daughter. Michael was up there looking at him getting the glory back. And she looked down and said, man, look at the king. He's making a fool out of himself. He's making a fool out of himself. And this is what the world sometimes looks at us. But because she made fun of a worshiper, God shut up her womb. I said, make fun of a worship and God will stop the blessings in your life. But is there anybody in here that said, I'm going to get the glory back. I'm going to get the glory back. I want us to gather in. I'm done. I want you to gather in. Because I feel like tonight, somebody said, don't call me Ichabod. Don't call me Ichabod. Don't call me Ichabod. I'm going to worship. I'm going to praise. I'm going to worship because there's deliverance in Jesus' name.
We're praising for the victory. Oh, lift up your voice and sing.
Come on.
Joy.
If you need healing, come on. If you need deliverance, come on, get up here. Come on, get up here as close as you can. Come on, if you need God to do something in your life, don't call me yet. Come on.
I
worship you, God. I'll praise you, God.
For the victory. Oh, lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful.
Come on, church. Come on, come on.
Jump it and shout.
Come on.
We're praising.
Come on. What you need God to do? The ark of glory. It's here. It's here. It's here. It's here. If you need healing, come on.
Fight. Oh, we're praising for the victory. Oh, lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joy.
Come on, come on, lift up those hands.
Blow the trumpet and
come on, lift up those hands. Lift up those hands.
For the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way this battle is won. This is the way that we fight. We're praising for the victory. Yes, lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout. We're praising for the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way this battle is won. This is the way that we fight. We're praising for the victory. There's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim we've got a right to praise and worship Hanashay. Cause there's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name.
Come on, church, come on, come
there's
on, come on.
Deliverance, healing in his name.
Come on,
victory.
I'm concerned.
Shouting up.
Come on, don't call me. Don't call me Ichabod.
Healing in his name.
Come on, don't call me Ichabod.
Shouting.
Don't call me Ichabod.
We got a right to pay.
And worship on a shame.
Worship on a shame.
Yes.
There's deliverance. Deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he's shout for joy, cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed. Cause there's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed. Cause there's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. Gonna shout for joy cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed. Cause there's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. Gonna shout for joy cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed. Cause there's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. Gonna shout for joy cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. Gonna shout for joy cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed. Cause there's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. Gonna shout for joy cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. Gonna shout for joy cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his same victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed, because there's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free.
I'm gonna sing and dance, he delivered me.
Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. So lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout. We're praising for the victory. Oh, the weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way this battle is won.
Come on, church, we're in warfare. Come on, church, we're not done just yet. Come on. Come on, lift up those holy hands. Come on, fight for your brother. Come on, fight for your sister. Come on, go to war for him. Devil, I rebuke you in Jesus' name.
In the same Jesus. I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus. 'Cause there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim we've got a right to praise. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. Deliver me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. Thank you. grace in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name. Victory, shout it and proclaim. There's deliverance, healing in his name. Victory, shout it and proclaim. We've got a right to praise and worship and our shame. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name. There's deliverance, healing in His name, victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance, healing in His name, victory. Shout it and proclaim we've got a right to praise and worship and unashamed. Cause there's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause He set me free. Sing and dance, He delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause He set me free. Sing and dance, He delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name. There's deliverance, healing in His name, victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance, healing in His name, victory. Shout it and proclaim we've got a right to praise and worship and unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. Gonna shout for joy cause He set me free. Sing and dance, He delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause He set me free. Sing and dance, He delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name. There's deliverance, healing in His name, victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance, healing in His name, victory. Shout it and proclaim we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed. Cause there's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause He set me free. Sing and dance, He delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause He set me free. Sing and dance, He delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name. There's deliverance, healing in His name, victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance, healing in His name, victory. Shout it and proclaim we've got a right to praise and worship and unashamed. Cause there's deliverance in Jesus' name. There's deliverance, healing in His name, victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance, healing in His name, victory. Shout it and proclaim we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause He set me free. Sing and dance, He delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause He set me free. Sing and dance, He delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name. There's deliverance, healing in His name, victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance, healing in His name, victory. Shout it and proclaim we've got a right to praise unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause He set me free. Sing and dance, He delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause He set me free. Sing and dance, He delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in His name. Gonna shout for joy cause He set me free. deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. Gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. I'm gonna shout for joy because he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim, we've got a right to praise and worship unashamed. There's deliverance, deliverance in Jesus' name. I'm gonna shout for joy cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. Gonna shout for joy cause he set me free. Sing and dance, he delivered me. Sing my praise to the King of Kings. There's deliverance in his name. There's deliverance, healing in his name, victory. Shout it and proclaim there's deliverance.
Healing. Would you lift your hands across the building right now?
Shout it.
I want you to thank God for his power. God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your voice with thanksgiving tonight. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your power.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a special need with us to pray for tonight. Judge Davis here in Nacogdoches, his wife, she has cancer and she's having surgery Wednesday. Okay. I want Sister Kristen is a co-worker of Julian Davis. I want Sister Kristen to come up here. Sister Lisa, you work in the courthouse with Judge Davis. I want these two sisters to stand in for them. Amen. That they need a miracle. They need a miracle. But greater than that, we're going to pray for the power of the Holy Ghost in their lives. Judge Davis has been here. Amen. And we're going to believe the Lord for his great power. And these ladies are going to stand in by faith. And some of you, amen, that know God can heal cancer. And God can fill a soul with the Holy Ghost. I want you to just gather around and I want you to believe the Lord with me tonight. By the faith of God's church and God's people. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord God, we stand together. There's deliverance and healing, God, according to your word, according to your promise, according to your will. God, I thank you for the answer tonight. Even as we pray, God, that the Davis resident, that you would touch, God, minister to Judge, God, and his wife right now. I pray for the divine intervention of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, by the Spirit of the Word of God.
Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Great physician, do your will, do your work. Thank you, God. You're the great physician. You're the great Savior. We trust you. We believe you tonight. In you we put our trust. By the power of the word. The power of the name. So be it in Jesus' name we ask. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. 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 Somebody, you ought to, come on, you need to make a fist and say, to God be the glory. Victory belongs to the church. Victory belongs to the people of God. Woo! Unashamed. My name is not Ichabod. The glory of God belongs to me. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're supposed to baptize these young girls in Jesus' name. Amen. We believe in the Lord for Earl, that God would give him complete victory, this daddy. Victory for that mama, these kids. Hallelujah. That God would give them joy and victory in their home and lives. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Holiness in the name of Jesus Christ. Peace in the name of Jesus Christ. We proclaim joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Worship with us tonight. Hallelujah. God's not done.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we call on His great name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we call on His great name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. Oh yes, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we call on His great name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. Oh yes, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we call on His great name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. Oh, cause I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Now victory today is mine. Oh, victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Now victory today is mine. Oh, yes, this Holy Ghost is mine. Holy Ghost is mine. This Holy Ghost today is mine. Cause I told Satan, get thee behind. This Holy Ghost today is mine. Oh, this victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Now victory today is mine. Oh, yes, this joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today. today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Now victory today is mine. Oh, this Holy Ghost is mine. This Holy Ghost is mine. The Holy Ghost today is mine. Cause I told Satan, get thee behind. This Holy Ghost today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Cause I told Satan, get thee behind. Now victory today is mine. Yes, this joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Now joy today is mine.